catch up on previous episodes, and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Still a 4-0 game, and Jack Obrasky comes in replacement for Cannon Restine to see if he can keep it that way here in the bottom of the fourth. Raptors offense has been silenced so far by Maddox Long, who's gone 4 shutout frames. He's also seen 14 up, 12 down, only 2 extra base runners than the minimum, so a very good game for Long. But on the Raptors side, Mateo ended up going 3 innings. They closed the book on him after Diego Urreta came around to score. So 3 innings, 2 hits, 4 runs, both were earned, or all 4 were earned, 5 walks, 2 strikeouts, a hit by pitch, and a wild pitch. As the first pitch from Obrasky, this one gets away from Costin, and another run will come home to score as it's a ball and a 1-0 count, and it's 5-0 Green Bay. Well, I think you'd rather have a different first pitch than that if you're Obrasky, but you got to keep fighting up there. At this point in the game, every run is going to matter, and a new runner moved over to third base on that. Every runner advanced on the wild pitch as a fastball is swung and missed on by Braden Buchanan, who's up at the plate. Right-handed batter. Runners on second and third with 2 away. First base is empty. Buchanan, the designated hitter, watches that pitch miss high and tight for ball number 2. 2-1 count here. Buchanan 0-for-1 in the game, but drew a walk in the second and came around to score on it. Here's the 2-1. That pitch misses low and outside. And up to a 3-1, and command still an issue right now for the Raptors, despite the new pitcher. That was the deal early on. It was 8 walks between Mateo and Restine through the first 3 2/3 as that pitch misses outside, and again, it's a walk. Walk number 9 in the game for Raptors pitchers, and we're still in the fourth inning. A rough go right now, and really got to dial it in to limit the damage, and it brings up Cooper Smith, who's the 9th batter of this inning for the Rockers. Bottom of the fourth, still 3 runs put up by them, and all things considered, that wouldn't be too rough if that's where it's kept at with 2 away. First pitch misses high to Cooper Smith. Smith 0-for-2 on the game today, as that pitch misses high and away, and it's a 2-0 count. Smith struck out looking his last time up, flew out to center field the other time. Here's the 2-0, misses low, and Obrasky having command issues now. 7 balls to 1 strike to begin his outing. And the fastball, there it is. Right across the letters for strike number 1. Obrasky from Biola University, same as Noah Ruiz, who's on the offensive side. Obrasky just a freshman there, as this one is hit up the middle. That one is going to get on through into center field. 1 run comes home to score. Here comes another, and it is 7-0 Green Bay in the fourth. 2 RBI single from Cooper Smith. Blows this game wide open here in the fourth inning. Braden Buchanan moved over to third base as well, and there goes the offense for the Rockers. And now back to the leadoff man of the inning, Caden Sheffield, as the Rockers have batted around. The first pitch misses high for ball number 1. Despite batting around, that single from Cooper Smith was just their 3rd hit of the game. Not even the inning, of the game. That pitch misses outside for ball number two. It's a 2-0 count. That single from Cooper Smith, also the only hit that wasn't from a guy named Caden Sheffield. And yes, that Caden Sheffield who's in the batter's box right now. He's got a 2-0 count and swings and misses at a fastball. And he wanted to send that one over the left field wall. That's not even the close one. Got a berm out there in left field that goes up with the flagpoles and a light post right behind it. As that pitch misses low from Obrasky for ball number three. 3-1 count. Sheffield 2-for-2 on the game, both singles. He's scored both times that he's gotten on base. As this one is fouled back into the netting and will keep the plate appearance alive. 3-2 count for the right-handed batter. Going more into about Obrasky, he was used mostly as a bullpen arm this past season, but got into a couple games as a batter as well. Assume we'll see him come up to the plate a couple times for the Rafters here, at least early on, as the runner takes off from first, but it's fouled away by Caden Sheffield. And you can expect to see both runners taking off here, as you saw it a little bit from Buchanan, but he stayed pretty close to the bag. He got a little bit of a late start there. He doesn't need to get a quick start, as he's just going from third to home, and no matter what, that's going to be relatively easy to take if you're getting to jump as soon as the pitch is thrown. 3-2 count with two away. And here's the pitch. It's in there, called strike three. Got him looking. And finally, the Rafters are out of this inning, but not before the Rockers dealt five runs against Wisconsin Rapids. They scored five runs on two hits. They leave them loaded, and it is 7-0. Green Bay through four. We'll see if the Rafters can get some runs of their own. Coming up next, here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Well, hello and welcome back in to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball here from Green Bay, Wisconsin, as the Rockers host the Rafters, and it's a 7-0 game into the top of the fifth, and man, not quite the way that the Rafters had intended for this one to go, and they'll see if they can turn it around here as they get back up to the plate. Hiroto Kobayashi up first. He'll watch the first pitch miss outside for ball number one. Kobayashi, he has a stolen base in the game. He got to first on a fielder's choice as that pitch is in there for strike number one. 1-1 count. But he is still 0-for-1 from the plate. That pitch misses outside, and Ball number two, 2-1 count. Maddox Long still out on the mound, which I wouldn't say is a surprise if it weren't for how much time was in between these innings. Now, it's definitely not a surprise. I was expecting to see him again. He was at 62 pitches at the end of last inning, but that last inning feels like it was ages ago, as this one is popped foul, high and out of play, out of the ballpark. Two pitching changes and five runs scored in the bottom of the fourth. And that all happened in between Maddox Long's pitches. But he's still coming out here and hoping to deal, but he misses high there and has a full count against Kobayashi. On deck for the Rafters, Pat Costin with Nick Adrian in the hole. This one is hit high in the air, sky high into left field. Should be easily catchable if it's not lost in the lights, and it is. Left fielder coming down with it, Caden Sheffield, for out number one. So right back to his dominance. Maddox Long keeps on going. Alex LePage ended up going five innings of work yesterday. That's the season high so far. So, a chance for Maddox Long to surpass that if he can keep going the way that he has been. That pitch misses low for ball number one. LePage, his five innings came while allowing just one run. That pitch misses low for ball number two. Pat Costin at the plate, the left-handed batter. 2-0 count. This one's a chopper down the first base line. Should be an easy three unassisted, and it is. Smith will step on the bag himself, and that's out number two.
Fans, it's time once again for the Bud Light Beer Banner.
So two up, two down in the fifth, and that's seven consecutive batters retired by Maddox Long, dating back to the third inning. The Rafters have not seen a base runner since Brent Gallegos singled in the third. Gallegos on deck right now. Nick Adrian up at the plate, the right-handed batter, checks his swing, but couldn't quite hold back, and that's strike number one. And Nick Adrian, the beer batter, he struck out swinging it last time, and I mentioned the exodus of fans. He gets an 0-2 count now, and man, the fans want some more. They want some more, and they're going to let him hear it, and Adrian's got to work through that. And I always wonder, when it comes to a beer batter, how you work through that pressure as the pitch misses low and outside, because for a guy like Adrian, especially in his first game of the season, not only is it his debut for the Rafters, but he's also got the pressure of, with an 0-2 count, to not strike out while everyone in the crowd is rooting for it a lot louder than they would for anyone else. The 1-2, it's in there, caught him looking, and he goes down on strikes. And that's three up, three down for Maddox Long, who is just dishing a gem right now as we are into the middle of the fifth. It's 7-0 Green Bay, and we'll keep rolling along here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids after this.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Wisconsin Rapids Rafter as Obrazky came in relief for Cannon Restein back in the fourth inning. He finished off the frame, but did allow a couple of runs to come across. None officially on his record, though. All of those were inherited runners of Cannon Restein's. 7-0 the game here as Obrazky misses high with the first pitch for ball number one. Diego Urreta leading off, the left-handed batter. He's walked both of his plate appearances so far, scored once. This pitch is a high fastball fouled back into the netting and goes back to a 1-1 count. Urreta, the third baseman from Fairleigh Dickinson University, trying to keep things rolling along the way that they have been. The Rafters, 9 walks in the game as a pitching staff, trying to avoid making it 10 as Urreta watches that one miss high and outside. So you look at the way that this game has gone, and Rafters' offense just been shut down by an accurate Maddox Long, and this one not quite as accurate, but a lot of bounce off the back netting. It missed high above the plate, bounced off the glove of Pat Costin and right off the netting there, and bounced all the way back onto the field of play right next to the mound. I don't know if I've seen bounce quite that much from the netting on a pitch, maybe ever. 3-1 the count, misses inside, and there is walk number 10, as I was talking about. 3 walks in the game for Diego Urreta. And he's just, there's something about him, I don't know. There's something about him, they don't want to pitch to him, and maybe he's got a magnet of some sort that pushes the ball away from him. Or towards him, I don't know. Runner on first base with nobody out, and the right-handed batter, Joey Canzoni, up at the plate, watches the first one miss low for ball number one. Canzoni, 0 for 1 in the game. Had a sac fly RBI in the second, and we'll hold on 1 second here as the umpire will go toss a ball that was on the first baseline a little bit down the line. Seems like an extra ball got onto the field, and now that they've gotten that taken care of, Obrazky back to work with a 1-0 count. And this one's hit up the middle, could be two. It's over to shortstop. Garcia steps on the bag, throws to first himself, and they got him. A 6-3 double play, and that is huge for the Rafters. And now Tate Hartlib stepping up to the plate with two away, nobody on, but still a hefty lead for Green Bay. And on the bright side, that means not much pressure for Obrazky or any pitcher the rest of the way until the Rafters make it closer, as that pitch misses high for ball number one. Tate Hartlib, who is another guy who's walked every time he's been up at the plate. 3 guys on this Green Bay Rockers team have only seen walks in their plate appearances, as that pitch misses high for ball number two. Or not 3 guys, 2 guys. Diego Urreta walked all 3 times that he's been up to the plate. Tate Hartlib both times and trying to make it 3 as that one misses inside for ball number 3. Well, Hartlib at the plate. He's really trying to get on base anyway possible. If he sees a hit, he'll probably take that one as well. But with nobody on, a walk does basically the same as a single, and he will take just that. as that pitch missed inside for ball number four. And that's walk number 11 in the game for the Rafters pitching staff. And it brings up the leadoff man in the order, Brandon Rogers, the center fielder for Green Bay. Righty-righty matchup.
Center fielder number six, Brandon Rogers.
And with the runner on first and two away, Obrasky now brings the leg up and fires, but a little bit high for ball number one. Brandon Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game with two RBIs. Both of those RBIs came on a hit-by-pitch and a walk in the second and fourth innings, respectively. Well, he can't get an RBI with a hit-by-pitch or a walk in this plate appearance, but he could do it in other ways, as that pitch is right across the plate for strike number one, brings it even at 1-1. Brandon Rogers, the man from Purdue University's been good there and has that pitch go right across the heart for strike number two. 1-2 the count. Obrasky finding his spot now and finding his groove. That's what you want out of a pitcher. Start to see those strikes cross the plate and you'll feel a lot more confident in your stuff. Obrasky hoping for just that with the 1-2 lead in the count. The pitch is in there on the breaking ball for strike number three. Got him swinging. And so it's a scoreless fifth inning for Green Bay as the Rafters will step back up to the plate. Coming up next here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Score special rebates on a new AC this summer at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a brand new Bryant air conditioner and get up to $1,650 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. Comfort Air has done whatever it takes to keep your friends and neighbors nice and cool for more than 25 years, and they can do the same for you.
Hurry! This offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
This is the chef of love, Chef Gennard, TV host and restaurateur. My grandparents harvested their land to sell food and shared its overflowing bounty with our community. Grandma said, for every yam we pick, we give one away. In the world they cultivated, I love preparing and eating dinner with my family on Sundays. When our resources changed, food assistance programs sustained us. They gave me fuel to start my first culinary business at 16 years old and inspiration to donate the extra food in my community. Through my life, I've developed an appetite to work with others to ensure everyone has access to the nutritious food we need to thrive. Together, we can help end hunger. Come on, join the movement with Feeding America by volunteering, donating, and advocating. Learn more at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ag Council.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Well, hoping for a little bit of a change of tune here, and I'm not talking about the music. I'm talking about the game, as it's currently 7-0. Entering the sixth inning, the Rafters about to step up to the plate and leading things off for Wisconsin Rapids. It's going to be Brent Gallegos, the man who bats ninth in the order and the only one who has gotten over to, well, one of two guys who has gotten to second base and also one of two guys that has gotten a single. He is the team leader in hits with three on the season, and, well, maybe he can make it four here. I was talking to him a little bit pregame during the batting practice and did that yesterday as well, and talked to him about being a pitcher and also a hitter and on the roster listed as a pitcher as the first pitch misses low for ball number one. Despite that, he leads the team in hits. I said, you're setting the line there. Maybe the pitcher should get in the game more than the position players right next to J.J. Garcia and Royce Clayton, both of them were there as well. Gallegos laughed a little bit. He then hey, I'm sure they'll step it up. Well, still looking for that, but Gallegos has been on quite the roll himself as he fouls that one. 1-1 count to Gallegos. On the season, 3-for-5, batting .600. I keep that up throughout the season, and you're going to win MVP there. I wrote a little bit about that in the game notes where, hey, the Rafters got a couple of players, not just Gallegos, but a couple of pitchers outside of him that can also hit. Might see them a little bit as that pitch drops in there for strike number two. A couple of guys that aren't here right now, Matthew Pinal and Cameron Douglas. That pitch misses outside for ball number two. We're back even at a 2-2 count. Cam Douglas, he has a nasty bat, but not with the team quite yet. And then a couple guys who are with the team, Jack Obrasky, who's currently pitching. Well, he will be pitching in the bottom of the frame, unless a bullpen change is made. Here's the 2-2 to the left fielder. It's a grounder that is fouled, or was it? No. Gallegos thought that it was fouled. He felt like it went off of his foot while he was batting. And so he stayed in the batter's box. Say, hey, that's a foul ball. But the umpire said that was a fair ball. And the catcher, Colin Helms, just goes and picks it up and tags him. I mean, Gallegos was certain that was a foul ball. And so the umpires are talking about that right now. It was one that went straight off of the plate. And Gallegos, when he walked off to the side, he was talking with Royce Clayton Jr. He kind of just pointed to his shoe, and yeah, they doubled down on the call. They call him out, so Gallegos grounds out two unassisted. That's going to be a rare one. You might see that one other time the rest of the season. If you're looking through the scorecards at the end of the year, you might see two unassisted one more time throughout the year, but who knows? Who knows? So now we've got the right-handed hitting Royce Clayton Jr. up at the plate, and he'll swing through and miss that pitch to bring it to an 0-1 count. Clayton 0-for-2 to start the game here, as Maddox Long still working on the mound. It's his third time through the order, and now an 0-2 count to Clayton as he fouls that one again towards the Green Bay dugout. Clayton stepping back into the batter's box. It's 0-2. Maddox Long has just been absolutely cruising here into the top of the sixth, the 7-0 Green Bay Rockers lead, as this pitch is hit right over to second base, picked up cleanly, the throw to first well in time for out number two. And Royce Clayton, I mean, he was running hard through that bag at first. He wanted to get there. He had no shot. I don't care how fast you are, you're not going to beat that throw out, but he was trying. And I will applaud him for that, as Luke Skinner now stepping up to the plate, lefty batter. He struck out looking both of his times at the plate, as this pitch misses outside for ball number one. So a 1-0 count to the Loyola Marymount collegiate player, as that one misses again for ball number two. Maddox Long, to this point in the game, has allowed just two hits through 5 2/3 innings. Not just that, he's walked just one batter while striking out 8 of them. And a swing and a miss here from Skinner makes it a 2-1 count. Skinner accounts for 2 of those 8 strikeouts, so at this point, you kind of take it as anything that's not a strikeout is improvement. But all of a sudden, Long has battled back and got it to a 2-2 count after that one is fouled away. 2-2 count. Bases empty, two away in the top of the sixth. Skinner trying to keep the Rafters inning alive. Noah Ruiz on deck. And he's up right nearby home plate. I mean, he's pretty close up there on the warm-ups. And here's the 2-2 payoff. It's a high grounder that bounces up to first base, and it's stepped on the bag for out number three. So once again, a three-up, three-down frame. That is 11 consecutive batters retired by Maddox Long, and we head to the bottom of the sixth, 7-0 Green Bay here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Rain, rain, go away. I don't want to ride my bike to work today. Ugh.
Are you tired of riding your bike in the weather? Yes, they say if you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes. But why wait? Go down to 8th Street Auto today. Stop getting sick in the elements and drive away in a new car or SUV. Enjoy heated seats, premium AC, and comfort. Stay dry and drive away with a new ride from 8th Street Auto and Service Center today.
Mornings on WFHR.
Nutella just announced its first new U.S. flavor in 61 years. The new flavor is peanut.
I can just see the boardroom, right, when they were doing this thing.
Oh, gentlemen, we have cornered the market on hazelnut and chocolate. We need something new.
Sir, how about we do peanuts?
Are you telling me you want to do something like peanut butter? That sounds revolutionary.
Brilliant!
Weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Jack Obrasky had a pretty good fifth inning and going to see if he can keep that going here in the sixth and, well, maybe limit the walks a little bit more and see if he can go up with a good frame here. He's going up against Colin Helms to start things off. Justin Jurnett is behind him, batting second in the inning, and Braden Buchanan is in the hole for the frame. Colin Helms, the left-handed hitting catcher. Helms from Harding University, a junior from Lawrenceville, Georgia. 6 foot, 190 pounds, and on the game so far, Helms 0-for-2 with a walk. First pitch misses outside for ball number one. Last time up, Helms lined out to shortstop on what nearly was a double play. It was a nifty catch by J.J. Garcia. This one is popped foul and out of play onto the pavilion out there. Right next to where the live band was performing a little bit earlier in the game. No longer is the band there. They packed up for the night. They're ready to go. They said, Green Bay's got this in the bag. Well, hold up 1 second. This game's still going on. Fans are still out here. Well, a lot of them are at the least, as this one is going to miss high for ball number two. It's a 2-1 count to Colin Helms. 7-0 the score, and definitely not a good spot for the Rafters, but baseball's a crazy game. Especially once Maddox Long gets out of the game, as that pitch misses high for ball number three, and it's a 3-1 count. Maddox Long is up to 89 pitches in the game, which means that he almost certainly isn't going to go more the next inning. If he does come back out, that is. He's been dominant enough he deserves to, but this one is fouled off, and that one's going to be called off of the foot of Helms, so it is a foul ball. Going back to Brent Gallegos' late appearance that ended in a similar fashion, but the umpire called that one a fair ball. 3-2 count with nobody out, nobody on. Leadoff batter here. Here's the payoff, and he checks his swing. Did he go? No, he didn't. And Colin Helms will take his leadoff walk over to first base. 12th walk of the game for the Rockers, plus the one hit by pitch that they had earlier in the game. And the Rafters certainly going to be working on control in focusing on their pitching the rest of the week for sure. Justin Jeanette at the plate, right-handed batter, watches this first pitch miss high for ball number one. Jack Obrasky has walked four batters in his appearance so far, but this one is a grounder over to third. Not going to be hard enough to go to second. The throw to first, though, is in time. A little far of a stretch, but Guerrero is able to leap out and grab it while keeping that back foot on the bag, and the runner moves from first to second, but Justin Jeanette is out 5-3. So now Braden Buchanan stepping into the batter's box. 0-for-1 in the game, but two walks and a run scored. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch is high for ball one. Buchanan, his last time up, drew a walk in the fourth inning. He was stranded over at third base to end the frame. The 1-0 is not going to come. It'll be a turnaround spin move on the mound and throw down to second. Didn't really have anyone covering over there. Ruiz did eventually go over and catch the ball, but not much of an attempt. 1-0 count is going to miss a little bit outside for ball number two. 2-0 count for Braden Buchanan. Now Obrasky fires, and that one misses inside for ball number three. Buchanan is one of four batters on this Rockers team that have been walked multiple times in this game. Obrasky fires, and he misses high, and that's walk number three of the game for Braden Buchanan. He's now the third Rockers batter to be walked three times in the game. Colin Helms still sticking on second base, though. So runners on first and second with one away is Cooper Smith stepping into the batter's box. Left-handed batter out of the University of Oklahoma. Lefty-righty matchup. One away in the bottom of the sixth, the first pitch. Misses low for ball one as Pat Costin still working behind the plate. Took a little bit of time to toss that one back. Making sure Obrasky's ready to go. And now the pickoff attempt over to second. Kind of the same thing. He lifted that front leg and spun around, but this time no throw down to second. So a 1-0 count. Here's the pitch home and misses inside. It's 2-0. And a couple of pickoff attempts down to second base. You wonder if Obrasky is a little bit nervous of Colin Helms over at second base. 2-0 count. Fouled back into the netting. Makes it 2-1. Smith 1-for-3 in the game. He had that two RBI single in the fourth, and that right now, one of just three hits in the game for the Rockers, as this one is fouled back and calls the ball dead, so a 2-2 count. Hayden Sheffield has two hits, Cooper Smith one hit. And that's it for hits this game from the Rockers. But despite that, they've still managed seven runs here in the sixth inning. Again, those walks are huge right now. 13 walks through 5 1/3 innings as this one is popped sky high in the air. Down the left field line, calling off is J.J. Garcia, who trails over from the shortstop position and makes the catch right on that line, and that's out number two. Runners stay on first and second, and two away here in the bottom of the sixth. Caden Sheffield stepping up to the plate now, trying to improve on his 2-for-3 day. His season debut for the Green Bay Rockers. Sheffield, the guy from Georgia Tech. First pitch misses high for ball number one. Sheffield, a redshirt freshman from Dallas, Georgia. His time is called here, and umpire talking behind home plate with both Pat Costin and Caden Sheffield. The home plate umpire for tonight's game is Patrick Guzman. 1-0 count on the lower part of the strike zone for strike number one. We come back even at a 1-1 count. Well, this is the last time that the Rafters and Rockers play each other for a little bit, although they'll play each other a couple times as that one nails the runner in the head over on his way from first to second, and it's runner's interference. I don't know if I've ever seen something like that before, as Braden Buchanan was taking off for second base, and it was a line drive that for sure would have gotten into right field, but Buchanan was standing in the base paths running towards second, and the ball nailed him in the helmet, and it looks like he's all right, thankfully, because that is a dangerous hit. Hit him square in the helmet, which took the brunt of the hit, and that's out number three. So we head to the end of the sixth, and it remains 7-0 Green Bay here in Ashwaubenon. We'll be back after this on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hey, baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers. Swing for the fences with Solaris FiberFast Internet. Whether you're watching the Rafters online or going head-to-head in your favorite game, we've got the speed to keep you in the zone. No buffering, no strikeouts, just home run service from your hometown team. Proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball Club. Locally owned, locally invested. Get in the game at Solaris.net.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
And a new pitcher coming into the game for Green Bay. It's Aiden Huey, the man out of Barry University, who comes into the game here for his first bit of action with the Rockers this season. And Aiden Huey replacing a masterful performance from Maddox Long. The first pitch in there for strike number one. Noah Ruiz at the plate. The first pitch called strike. Ruiz, the right-handed batter, going up against the right-handed pitcher, and that one nails him in the helmet. And Ruiz flips the bat, but realizes he forgot his helmet because it was knocked off. So he goes back and grabs that, and now he'll walk down the baseline. And J.J. Garcia checking on him, and he's all right. So Ruiz walking on down the base path, and a leadoff runner for Wisconsin Rapids. Yui played a little bit at Salem Community College while we've got a little bit of time here in junior college. Barry, the university in Division II, he had a 6.59 ERA in 13 innings there this past season. Closing the book on Maddox Long, he threw 89 pitches in the game. And he went six innings of shutout ball, allowing just two hits and one walk while striking out eight. Incredible stuff from him and keeping the Green Bay Rockers up seven here. As this one is pieced into left center field. This one's going pretty deep, but should be caught, and it is. Man, that was a long track by the left fielder, but that's thanks to this deep, deep left center field. Nearly 400 feet to the deepest part of the ballpark, maybe longer. And that helped retire J.J. Garcia on a deep flyout. And now it brings up Jack Guerrero to the plate, the left-handed batter, and maybe will fare a little bit better if he's able to pull this one over that short wall in right field. The first pitch missing for ball number one. Runner on first base with one away, and Guerrero watches that pitch on the inside edge. Guerrero 0-for-1 in the game. He struck out swinging back in the fourth, but drew a walk his first time up today. Fouls that one back into the netting. 1-2 the count. And the pitch is in there, called strike three. And Guerrero goes back again on the strikeout. Struggling to get that bat off the shoulders there as Guerrero has now struck out a few times this season. And that's number four this year in the two games. But staying patient, but hasn't put one in play yet. As that pitch is going to fake the throw down to first from behind the plate from Colin Helms, but instead he'll just toss it on back to his pitcher with the 1-0 count. Now make it 2-0 after another pitch misses. Hiroto Kobayashi at the plate. 0-for-2 in the game. Fielder's choice and a fly out as this one is fouled straight back behind home plate. Above the press box and above that awning above us. 2-1 count as this one gets away, and there goes Noah Ruiz over to second base. So a wild pitch there puts a runner in scoring position. 3-1 count to Kobayashi, and if he's able to put a good piece into this one, he could come down with an RBI. And every little bit is going to count right now, but he'll just watch that pitch miss outside and take his free base on ball number four. So runners on first and second now for the Rafters. Still two outs in the top of the seventh inning. Pat Costin about to come up to the plate. He's got to take a little bit of time to take off his leg gear as he's going to be catching in the next inning. And now stepping up to the plate, Costin, who's 0-for-2 on the game today. Hoping to make the most of this new matchup here. Maddox Long went six strong innings, but now Aiden Yui into the game, and behind the plate, Colin Helms tries to frame it, but not well enough, and called for a ball a little bit low. 1-0 the count. Huey, the right-handed pitcher, going up against the left-handed hitter. That pitch again going to miss for ball number two. A hit-by-pitch of Noah Ruiz hit him on the helmet. That led off the inning, and after a couple of outs, Hiroto Kobayashi draws the walk. This one pops sky high into the air in the left side of the infield. Should be easily playable by the third baseman, who trails under it, and he makes the catch for out number three. So while the Rafters do put on two base runners for the first time this game, they aren't able to do anything with it, and they are stranded there. It remains 7-0 into the bottom of the seventh here in Green Bay. This is WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
It's the seventh inning stretch, and we have another pitcher for the Rafters checking into the game here. And the new pitcher, it's Ashton Poole. For the first time this season, he gets to make his debut in the Northwoods League, coming in for Jack Obrasky, who finishes the game after 2 1/3 innings of action. Obrasky did not allow a run on his accord, although did allow a couple inherited runs to score, but just one hit comes across, although he walked five batters and struck out two. While along with that, he did not hit a batter with the pitch, and that's about his stat line for you. His total was 51 pitches on the game. As Ashton Poole from Iowa Central Community College, former teammate of third baseman Luke Skinner, and that pitch is in there for strike number one against Diego Urreta. Urreta walked all three times that he stepped up to the plate so far this game. A chance to make it four. Is that pitch going to miss for ball number one? Now Ashton Poole in his first appearance right here, he's seen the last couple of pitchers and he knows the deal. Throw strikes and that'll get you feeling pretty good, but that pitch misses inside and it's 2-1. Well, maybe not just throw strikes, but don't throw for walks. Here's the 2-1 and a pitch that misses low and brings it to a 3-1 count. So got to bring the command in here as Urreta probably not going to be swinging. He will take his walk when he can get it. Well, I said probably not going to be swinging. He does swing, sends it into center field for a single. Leadoff hit for the Rockers, although that single there, I mean, it's just as good as a walk. I think that feels pretty okay if you're Ashton Poole. You know, a walk is what everyone else has been doing, so you got to try and change it up a little bit. You throw something over the plate, and sure, he drops one in for a single, but it's no worse than if he had missed the pitch. Now it brings up Joey Canzoni to the plate, the right-handed batter against the righty pitcher, and a big swing and a miss on the pitch. Makes it an 0-1 count. Canzoni, 0-for-2 on the game today. Did have an RBI sack fly back in the second inning. Runner on first. This one's a chopper over to third. Could be 2, 5, 4. Back to first. Not quite in time. That was some wheels from Joey Canzoni to be able to keep it to just one out. But a well-fielded and defensively played situation for the Rafters.
Next batter is second baseman number 24, Tate Hartlob.
So now Tate Hartlob at the plate, the left-handed batter, with a runner on first and one away in the bottom of the seventh. Still a 7-0 game as that pitch is across for strike number one. 50-50 raffle ticket has been played. Tate Hartlob, another guy who's gotten on base every single one of his plate appearances. He's walked all three of his times, similar to Urreta. And the 0-1 just misses low and brings it back even at 1-1. Hartlob has scored one time, and it was on that wild pitch back in the fourth inning. Otherwise, he's been stranded on the base paths. As this pitch misses inside for ball number two to bring it to a 2-1 count. Runner on first, one away. Rafters trying to avoid their second loss of the season in as many games. The 2-1 just misses outside, and it's a 3-1 count to the Rockers' second baseman. On deck, Brandon Rogers will be stepping in for his fifth time at the plate this game. Joey Canzoni, a little bit of a leadoff as a delayed pitch as this one is fouled back into the netting. Makes it a full count at 3-2. Poole looking for his first strikeout as a Rafter, and would be nice to see him get that as he only saw a couple of innings of work pitching at Iowa Central, and that pitch misses for ball number four. So now runners on first and second as Joey Canzoni moves into scoring position. And it brings up Brandon Rogers. Well, I mentioned a former teammate of Luke Skinner, who's the third baseman for the Rafters. They both played together at East Ridge High School in Woodbury, Minnesota, as the breaking ball drops in there for strike number one. Both Skinner and Poole traveled up from their home together on move-in day in Wisconsin Rapids. This one hit over to shortstop. Garcia's there, but it's too deep of a throw to make a play, and he just keeps it in his hand. He had plenty of time, but too many decisions with runners on first and second, and just holds the ball. So now the bases are loaded as Colin Helm steps up with only one out here in the bottom of the seventh. First pitch here is on the lower part of the strike zone for strike number one. Helm's the lefty catcher. 0-for-2 on the game. Last time up, he drew a walk. He's got two walks in the game. Now the 0-1 count. Breaking ball, can't quite find his spot, and brings it back to a 1-1. One-one count with one away. This one is right back to Poole, who will flip it over to first base. Probably had enough time to throw it back home, but was just thinking about getting the out, and the flip to first was in time for out number two, but the run does come home to score. So it's an RBI ground out for Colin Helms. 1-3 on that put out, and makes it an 8-0 game here in the seventh. Now at the plate, it's Justin Jeanette. And he gets hit by the first pitch that he sees and right on the backside there, and he'll jog on down the baseline to first. So once